Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of August 27th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp's travel program took off for Denver, Colorado this past week, where they were guests of the Shine Music Festival. Shine Music integrates cutting-edge adaptive technology with comprehensive accessibility plans to create a boundary-free space for people of all abilities to share in the power of live music. This is going to be a part of Netflix documentary, and the campers are having a super time in Denver, Colorado. While at camp, we had campers out for overnights and day camps this past week, fun groups that experience all aspects of the camp. Our camp travel program will be heading out this fall to Bloomsbury Farms. They're going to also be heading down south central Iowa in Winterset, Indianola, Knoxville, and Pella for a trip. In October, they'll be going to a UNI football game. They'll also be heading out to Nashville. In November, they'll be heading down to San Antonio, and they'll also be heading to St. Louis and the Twin Cities. In December, they're going to go to an Elvis tribute show at Circa 21, also a big trip to Orlando, and also we'll be bringing out lots of nursing homes to see the holiday lights. Coming up in September, we have the Back to School Bash set for September 22nd. This is a free event for school systems, especially their special education classes. Activities will include carnival games, bowling, field games on the new multi-purpose field. The zip line will be going. There will be a big dance, train rides, and so much more. Once again, that'll be September 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for campers. And we encourage anyone that would like to come out and volunteer for that event. We generally have had in the past 1,000 special education students out for the Back to School Bash. Once again, that'll be September 22nd right here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous is currently accepting applications for volunteers and paid positions for counselors for the fall and winter seasons. Also, we have year-round positions available. If you're interested in more information, you can go to campcourageous.org and you can apply there. We'll be in Cedar Rapids tonight helping out with the After Dark festivities in downtown Cedar Rapids. It's our opportunity as Camp Courageous to give back to our community. It's always a good time, and it's always great to be in downtown Cedar Rapids. Once again, that's the After Dark tonight in Cedar Rapids. Tomorrow we'll be over in Anamosa for the Anamosa Lions as they have a charter night. They'll be joining many Lions clubs throughout the state of Iowa and becoming a new Lions club. Lions, of course, are very active with the camp. We have Lions Visually Impaired Week each year and many, many other activities affiliated with Lions. So congratulations to the Anamosa Lions Club. Also for the past week, the Jim Beam Canister Club from across the country has been meeting at the Cedar Rapids Marriott. On Monday, we'll be over there visiting with them as Camp Courageous was chosen to be their charity for this particular convention. The Five Seasons Jim Beam Club have been longtime supporters of the camp going back decades ago. The 1971 Volkswagen bus is going to be raffled off at the end of this year, helping celebrate the camp's 50th anniversary. Tickets are still on sale for $100 each. There's only about 500 tickets that have been sold so far, so a great opportunity to win a nice van. Of course, we had that van up at the Field of Dreams for the Fox Sports video. The bus was being driven by the Fox Sports personalities, including David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, Johnny Bench, and Kevin Burkhardt. They all autographed the glove compartment of the vehicle. And if you would like the Volkswagen van to attend one of your events, just get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous and we'll be happy to bring it out. This past weekend, it was down at Empire Park in Hamilton, Illinois for the Bi-State VW Club picnic. Had a lot of great friends there, and they've always been great supporters of Camp Courageous. The Manchester Garage Sale, which is camp's largest fundraiser, continues to do very well. It's open year-round now. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Iowa. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Run 100% by volunteers, they sell new and lightly used items of all types at a very reduced price. And that would include clothing, coats, boots, shoes, and adult and youth sizes, all kinds of houseware items, jewelry, purses, bedding, decorations, books, toys, videos, audio, CDs, wall hangings, furniture, and more and more and more stuff. The contents of the store is constantly changing as people bring in new and exciting things. There's hundreds of square feet of building space in there. It's the old Norby's building, which the Norby's donated to the camp. So go visit them at the Manchester Garage Sale. They are now taking credit cards. And a big thank you to the volunteers, the donors, and the shoppers. Events are coming up in September. We have the annual Pancake Breakfast and Open House on September 25th from 8 to noon. And during that time at 12:30, we'll also be having the Massac Papke Multi-Purpose Field Grand Opening. So once again, that's September 25th. Folks that we lost this past week, Nancy Kostner from Cedar Rapids. Nancy was a longtime WMT employee for over 30 years, a very dear friend of all the WMT family, and our sympathy goes out to her family. We hope each of you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. Thank you for listening.